Crown House by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace, starring Jane Asher, Gail Honeycutt, Polly James, Barbara Lee Hunt, Margaret Rawlings, Dinah Sheridan, Martin Jarvis, Richard Pascoe, and Dominic Rickards. Part 4.
I thought I'd find you here.
You've come to gloat, haven't you?
Jenny.
Well, as you see, I am quite humiliated. Oh, don't try and hide your smile, Mother. It's written all over your face. It was deliberate, wasn't it? You made me take the glasses up to the dining room so that I should hear Richard announce his engagement.
Think what you like, but it needed something to shake you out of your ridiculous fantasy. The truth is, I don't suppose anybody noticed or cared.
And I count for nothing.
One day you'll understand that I was trying to protect you. Oh, dear, who's that? Oh, it's you, sir. I don't think you should be here, Master Richard.
I have to see Jenny.
I don't think so, sir. You've just announced your engagement. It wouldn't be right.
Let me be the judge of that. Now, if you don't mind.
Please, Mother. I have a right to hear what Richard has to say. In private.
Very well.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Jenny, please. It was too cruel for words. You shouldn't have been there.
I'm surprised you noticed. Nobody else did.
Don't torture yourself. Jenny, I shall always love you, but I've always been honest with you. You knew it couldn't last.
Of course. You have obligations. I know that.
Diana's a marvellous girl. You'll understand in time.
Oh, I understand it all perfectly well. It was silly of me to expect you to tell me first, before anybody else.
Oh, Jenny... I'm so sorry. Yeah. No one can destroy what we have.
No.
But, darling...
Goodbye, Richard. I hope you both will be very happy. I think you should go now.
Friday, September the 9th, 1927. Each day, I take a deep breath, grit my teeth, and face the world. If the family know my feelings for Richard, they're at great pains not to show it. Lady Edith and Miss Duncan are moving into the lodge. It's very run down, but the ladies have decided to decorate it themselves, and I am helping them. I sleep deeply, and I thank God for that.
The curtains look very heavy.
Oh, who's going to climb the ladder?
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, do be careful, dear.
If you could pass me the pole, I'll fix this end first.
Very grand, eh? Velvet curtains.
Alice, let me have them. Oh, there's Richard. I wonder where he's off to in such a rush.
To see Miss Harrington, I expect.
Oh, dear. How clumsy of me. I'm sorry, Jenny.
Please don't be.
We're both sorry, Jenny. Very sorry indeed. It must hurt a good deal.
Well, I have to live with it.
But you don't have to bottle up your feelings. We'll always be here, you know, when you need us.
You shall be our first guest.
Nick has written to me from Gibraltar. He's just heard about Richard's engagement, and he is trying to be kind. I know he means to be comforting, but I find it embarrassing. He says he will be getting some leave soon. I imagine he'll stay at Eaton Square. Lady Minster is there now. He'll probably join her.
Alice, look who we found on the doorstep.
The very man. You picked the right day to come home, Nick.
Hello, Ma. Uncle Charlie.
Nicholas, what a lovely surprise. Are you on leave?
Only overnight. I've got to catch a train to Devonport at the crack of dawn.
Well, it's very nice to see you. Have you met Gina's brother?
We were introduced in the porch.
I'll ring for some tea.
No, don't bother. We're all going up to change. You're coming to the theatre with us tonight, old son. I've got seats for the Cochrane Review at the London Pavilion. I'll ring up for an extra ticket.
I thought you'd seen it already.
Yeah, half a dozen times. It's the best ever. Come on, you've got to help Scott celebrate the end of my bachelor life. And I won't take no for an answer.
Well, all right.
Come on, Scott. I'm relying on you.
We'll be there for the show.
It seems odd to think I was a bachelor once.
You don't have to sound so wistful.
Hmm?
Alice, wait till I show you the most divine scarf I bought today.
I hate to bring up an unpleasant subject, but when do you think you might be able to pay back some of that $5,000 I lent you?
Money is still pretty tight, old girl. I try to explain to Gina, but shopping is like a disease with her.
Well, I had a run of luck recently. You know I'm working with Louis now.
Dealing in antiques, Charlie said.
That's right. I managed to dispose of a Chippendale escritoire and a prie-dieu from some old Spanish monastery that was out of this world. Louis was so pleased he actually gave me a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, only 150 guineas, but every little bit helps, doesn't it? I never
isn't she marvellous? What a show. Bravo! And what tune, eh?
That's a great title. One damn thing after another.
I must admit, Jessie Matthews is gorgeous.
Isn't she just? And Mr. Cochrane's young ladies are the prettiest girls in town. Which reminds me, you two will have to dine without me tonight. I booked a table for you at the Café Royal. The bill's on me, naturally.
Why aren't you coming with us?
Oh, because I'm dining elsewhere. A private supper room upstairs at the... well, never mind where. One last fling, you know? Leave the bottle on the table, waiter. Don't come back till I ring. Is that understood?
Very good, sir.
Well, here's to you, Polly.
And to you, Richard. Oh, I do love this place. We've had some good times here, haven't we? The food's always so tasty.
And not only the food.
Stop it. How did you like the show tonight?
Wonderful. It's always wonderful. I've been looking forward to this moment all day.
I do hope it's not going to be a disappointment.
You've never disappointed me yet, Polly. And tonight's got to be the best ever. here. This is for you.
A diamond clip. Oh, Richard.
It's a sort of going-away present.
It's beautiful. But what do you mean, going away?
I won't be coming to London very often after tonight.
You found yourself someone else, eh? Now, take it. It's very sweet of you, and I appreciate the thought, love, but I'd rather not. It'll probably look a darn sight better on your new girlfriend.
She's not just my new girlfriend. She's my fiancée.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. It's a funny old world, isn't it? Chock full of surprises.
Well, thank you for taking it so well. I want you to know there's never been anyone like you, Polly Harvey, and I don't suppose ever will be. That's why tonight is going to be a night to remember.
It's going to be that, all right. Poor old Richard. You're in for a bit of a shock, too.
Hmm?
I'm in the family way. You're going to be a dad.
My God. Are you sure?
I'm 2 months gone, love. I'm sorry, but I had to tell you, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Of course. Don't worry, I'll get you the best nursing home in London. I'll make some discreet inquiries right away. Why are you looking at me like that?
You don't know me very well, do you? I couldn't. I told you I'm having your baby, and I am.
But, well... I'm getting married. I can't possibly...
Make an honest woman of me. Well, I wouldn't expect you to. I shan't be the first girl to bring up a kid on her own. You've got your own life to live. But so has the little perisher. Oh, he's going to be a boy. I've made my mind up about that.
Who is it?
It's me. Did I wake you?
It doesn't matter, Nicholas. What time is it?
7:30. I've had tea and toast in the kitchen, and now I'm off to catch my train. When are you going back?
Sometime before lunch. Richie will drive me down at a civilized hour after breakfast. Have you said goodbye to him?
No, I tried, but, he's not in his room. His bed hasn't been slept in.
What? Where is he?
I expect he's staying with friends.
All right, I heard you the first time. Oh, thought you was the milk.
Yeah, the milk was just been. 2 pints. Here.
Oh, tar. And who might you be?
Oh, my name's Richard Gaunt. I'd like to speak to Miss Harvey, please.
She's asleep.
Oh, then perhaps you'd be good enough to wake her.
Oh, I wouldn't want to disturb her. She didn't get home till long past midnight.
I know, I was with her. Oh. I must see her right away. Would you tell her I'll be waiting in the ABC tea shop over the road? We're going to have breakfast together. I put the saucer on top to keep the tea hot. Oh, and there's a bath bun. I've already had mine.
What's the idea? Dragging me out of bed in the middle of the night?
It's 8:30.
Same thing. I thought we'd said all there was to say.
No. I've got to talk to you. I haven't been to bed. I walked about all night trying to think what to do. I finished up in a cabman's shelter on the embankment. And that's when I made up my mind. I want to marry you, Polly. If you'll have me.
Say that again.
I want to marry you. I've thought it all out very carefully. This is a proposal.
Pardon me for being difficult, Richard, but can I remind you? You're engaged to somebody else.
Oh, I can break the engagement. That's not important. All that matters now is you and the baby.
So, you think you can drop the other girl and pick me up instead, just to give the poor little basket a name. Is that it?
Well, that comes into it, of course.
Not with me, it doesn't. My son doesn't want a dad out of pity. There's worse things in this life than being a bastard. Thanks, Richard. It's a kind offer. But I'm the old-fashioned type. I believe in marrying for love. Oh, and thanks for the bath bun. But I'm not hungry.
Polly, come back here. Polly. Polly, don't run away.
Leave me alone.
Stand still, you idiot. I'm asking you to marry me because I love you.
You'll get us both run over. You're balmy, you are.
Yes, I am. Gloriously, wonderfully balmy. I love you, Polly Harvey, and I don't care who knows it.
I should think everybody knows it by now. They'll hear you all down Buckingham Palace Road.
Fine. The King and Queen can be our witnesses.
Oh, Richard.
Will you marry me, Polly?
Well, if you're really sure. All right, I will.
Right, that's settled then. Taxi.
What are you doing?
I'm taking you home to meet my mother. Eden Square, please.
Tell me again, dear. Slowly this time.
We've known each other for about a year, and I've been falling in love all the time without realising it.
I'm sorry to spring it on you. I tried to persuade him to leave it till later, but he can be awfully stubborn when he wants to. Has he always been like that? I'm chattering on, aren't I? But I'm jittering with stage fright.
Stage?
Polly is in the show at the Pavilion. That's where I met her the first time, at the stage door. Last night, it suddenly hit me, Ma. I don't love Diana, so I can't marry her. I do love Polly, so I shall. It's all perfectly simple.
Oh, dear. The important things are never as simple as we'd like them to be.
Well, this one is. Polly's going to leave the show and marry me, and... Well,
hang on. Who said anything about leaving the show? I can't just walk out.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Cochran will understand. You can't carry on at the Pavilion once you're living at Crown House.
What, in the country? Oh, I'm a Londoner.
Yes, and London's no place to bring up children.
Children?
Yeah, well, we want to start a family.
No point in beating about the bush, love. We've started already, your ladyship. Next June, you're going to be a grandmother.
Ah. Thank you for being frank with me.
I believe we're going to get on very well.
Alice, my dear, I'm glad you're back. I was just giving Edith some chrysanthemums for her sitting room.
Aren't they beautiful? We've invited Jenny to supper this evening. She's been so helpful with the decorating.
Alice, what's wrong?
I've got something to tell you, William.
Oh, would you like me to go?
No, Edie. Everyone will know soon enough. Richard has driven over to the Harringtons to break off his engagement with Diana.
What?
He's going to marry someone else.
Is it someone we know?
No. I met her this morning. Her name's Polly Harvey. I believe she'll make him a good wife.
Oh, I thought for a moment you meant... I misunderstood.
Richard seems to have behaved very selfishly. Is she one of the Leicestershire Harveys?
I don't think he's made a bad choice. She isn't from a county family. She's a chorus girl in the revue at the London Pavilion. I liked her immensely.
A chorus girl?
Mama, I didn't see you there. We were just discussing...
Yes, I heard. You're trying to kill me, that's what it is. My grandson marrying some little hussy. I won't allow it. She can be bought off, no doubt. Never mind how much it costs, I'll sell my jewellery. I'll pay whatever she wants, if she gives a signed undertaking to make no further claim on the boy.
If you try that, she'll despise you for it. She has a claim on Richard you can't ignore. She's going to have his child.
Now, you sit where you are, Jenny dear, and you, Grace. I'm quite capable of clearing the bowls.
I feel very honoured.
And so you should. Edith's been fussing in the kitchen all day. Oh, Jenny's our first guest. She deserves my fuss. I shan't be a minute.
This is a new experience for her. I don't think she's boiled an egg even in the whole of her life.
But you're both so happy.
It was all too good to be true, Grace. I've burnt the white sauce. I'm most dreadfully sorry.
But the cauliflower will survive without it. Bring the trolley in, dear. If you hadn't mentioned it, Jenny would be none the wiser.
Oh, it all looks delicious, Lady Edith.
Well, let's eat before it gets cold.
Did I tell you that I had a letter from Nicholas?
Edith has a picture postcard. Gibraltar sounds terribly dull.
Do help yourself to vegetables, Jenny. Oh,
thanks. I expect he'll be home for the wedding.
Oh, he won't know about it yet.
Oh, he's already received his invitation.
I don't think Jenny's heard the news.
Oh?
Oh, dear. Oh, my dear girl. Grace, perhaps you'd better tell...
Richard's getting married all right, but not to Diana Harrington.
Who is it?
Me, Jenny.
I say, this is an unexpected pleasure. Did anyone see you?
I don't think so. I don't really care, anyway.
Dear Jenny.
Don't touch me. I came here to tell you what I think of you. I've just heard the latest piece of news. Have you already told your chorus girl that she's the only girl in the world and that you've never known anyone like her?
I might have. But it's still the truth. There's never been anyone like Polly, just as there's never been anyone like you, Jenny. Each of you's different, unique.
Oh, how very lucky for us all.
Oh, look, I've treated you very badly. I'm sorry.
You lied to me. You said you loved me.
And so I did.
You also said you couldn't marry me because of the gulf between us. I accepted that. I even felt sorry when you felt obliged to marry Diana Harrington. Now I find that your latest fiancé has no family and no money either. I wasn't good enough for you, but you'd marry a girl like that. The cheapest kind
of chorus... Don't speak about Polly like that. You don't know her.
Don't tell me what to do.
Jenny, my dear, I had no intention of hurting you. You must believe that. And Polly's not at all the sort of girl you think. I love her. And she loves me. And most important, she's going to have a child. My child. That's why we're getting married as soon as we can.
So that's it. How odd. I never thought of that. It could have happened to any of us, couldn't it? It could have happened to me. If I'd become pregnant, I suppose by now we'd be married.
Oh, Jenny.
You think I'd still want to marry you, knowing you as I do now? I don't envy your future wife, Richard.
In fact, I pity her with all my heart.
Polly, dear, you look half frozen. I'm not surprised. Richie's car is horribly draughty. Come and get warm by the fire. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Richard's father.
How do you do?
How pretty you are. I'm proud to know that my son has such excellent taste.
You see? Told you he'd approve. Now, we've been making plans. Polly's got to stay with the show for 4 more weeks. Then I'll bring her down with her luggage, and we can be married the following Saturday, Christmas Eve.
A wedding on Christmas Eve?
Oh, you poor things. I feel awful about this. It must be so different from the wedding you'd hoped for. All rushed through in 2 ticks with no time to think. I just hope I don't start to show before we get to church. I'd hate to embarrass everybody.
Nonsense. The thought of Richie settling down and raising a family doesn't embarrass us at all. It will be a blessed relief.
Oh, I haven't been that much of a problem, have I?
Let's just say we hope Polly has a steadying influence on you.
Now, stop sulking, dear. You look like Martin in one of his crosspatch moods.
Is Martin the one in the Navy?
No, that's Nicholas. He's away at sea. But you'll see Martin tomorrow. He and Miranda are the twins. They're the youngest. And between them and Nicholas, there's Caroline.
I'll soon get the names off by heart. I'm a quick study. That's the whole family, is it?
You'll meet my sister Edith tomorrow. And, my mother, of course.
So you are to be Richard's wife. Well, well. Very pretty hair. It must take a great deal of time and money to keep it that colour.
It's quite natural, your ladyship, if that's what you mean.
Remarkable. And your complexion is quite good. Though you put on too much lipstick for my liking. What does your mother think of you using powder and paint at your age? You do have a mother, I hope.
She died when I was very young, and they packed me off into a home, an orphanage.
And you went straight into the theatrical profession after that.
There was an advert in the paper, children wanted for a Christmas panto. Mind you, I've had my ups and downs since then. I was stranded once on tour when the cash ran out and the manager ran out with it.
Very distressing. What did you do?
Got myself a job. I've done a bit of all sorts in my time.
Extremely enterprising. But you managed to stay out of trouble, I hope.
You mean trouble with the police?
Trouble of any kind. I want to know everything about you.
All right, then. I've never got on the wrong side of the law. I've never done anything I've been ashamed of afterwards. And I never loved anyone like I love your grandson. If I get the chance, I believe I'll be a good wife to him. Because that's why I'm here, you know. I'm not giving my references for a job as a housemaid.
I see you have a mind of your own. Richard might have done a great deal worse. You'll do, Polly Harvey. You'll do.
I've been waiting for you. I want to show you the farm. I say, did old Bee give you hell?
No, I quite liked her in a sort of way. She doesn't like strangers coming in and spoiling things. Well, I'd feel the same if I was in her shoes.
You will be one day. Oh, you're going to give this family a new lease of life. Oh. Hello, Jenny.
Good morning.
On your way back from church?
Yes. I took the shortcut through the garden.
Oh, sorry, you haven't met. Jenny, this is Polly Harvey. Polly, our good friend and helper, Jenny Webster.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet you.
Everyone's delighted at the news. May I offer my best wishes?
Thank you.
I have to go now. I mustn't be late for lunch. Please excuse me.
Is she the one? I thought her name was Diana.
Good Lord, no. Diana was my fiancée. Jenny's the housekeeper's daughter. She teaches in the village school.
I thought she must be the one you jilted. She never looked at you, not once. What have you been up to?
Oh, it was a bit of a mess. I took her out a few times, but... Oh, that's all over now.
Oh, you think so? I can tell you one thing. She hates my guts.
Where's Caro? I told her to keep an eye on the twins. They'll be filthy before they get to church. That oyster satin shows every speck.
Oh, I think they look simply beautiful.
Oh, don't let Martin hear you, Edie. He hates his page boy outfit. Now, what about the flowers?
Mrs. Webster's got them, my dear. Everything's under control.
I'm going up to have a quick word with Polly. I shan't be a moment.
Best not. The cars will be here directly.
Don't worry.
Will I do?
My dear, you look wonderful.
Have they all arrived?
Oh, yes, they're all there. Mr. Cochrane, Miss Matthews, Mr. Hale.
I knew they'd come.
Here's Richard. Come along into your room, young lady.
You look dreadful. After last night, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I don't remember very much about last night. Oh, I feel awful.
Jolly well serves you right. Mm. Richard, let's shake on it. We can't have bad feelings on your wedding day.
Thanks, old man. Well, to the church, eh?
Hurry up, you two.
Was that our car?
No, it's your uncle and aunt.
Oh. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Gina.
Oh, what a rush.
Terribly sorry, old man. Got held up in town.
Oh, who's playing the piano? How divine.
No time for that, Gina. You wanted to powder your nose.
Now, Richard, you will speak clearly.
I'll nudge him if he doesn't.
Oh, Lord, I hope I remember it.
Alice, darling, look who's here. Well, I found out he was an old friend of the family. I just had to bring him along. I knew you wouldn't mind one more.
Hello, Alice. It's been a long time.
Paul Wayman. What a lovely surprise.
My dear chap, I've never been so pleased to see anyone. Look, we'll talk later on, but the cars are here. Now, come along, everyone. It's the bride's prerogative to be late, not the guests.
How could you do this? How could you be so unfair?
It was Gina's idea. When I said I knew you and William, she wouldn't take no for an answer. Does it really matter, after all this time?
Of course it matters. You should have left us alone.
I had to see you.
Alice, my dear, the cars are waiting! Come along!
I am surrounded by silver plate and crown derby. At least I'm undisturbed in the library. I couldn't face Mother this evening. I still hurt, and it's difficult to hide it. Difficult to smile and join in the celebration.
I've been looking for you. Keeping your diary, I see.
It's become a habit.
Jenny, you've been wonderful. It must have been a strain.
I'm all right. Really?
What you need is a few days away. Let the dust settle a little.
Where would I go?
To London. With me.
Jane Asher was Jenny, Margaret Rawlings, Old B, Richard Pascoe, William, Dinah Sheridan, Alice, Martin Jarvis, Richard, Polly James, Polly, Dominic Rickards, Nicholas, Gail Honeycutt, Gina, and Barbara Lee Hunt was Grace in the fourth episode of Crown House by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Edith was played by Barbara Atkinson, Sir Charles Bowyer, Geoffrey Matthews, Paul Wayman, John Pullen, Scott Hansen, Ian Michie, Mrs. Webster, Eva Stewart, and the landlady was Zela Clark. Crown House is directed by Graham Gold.